Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. A reminder, you can listen live wherever you are or catch podcast segments at 1320WILS.com. Give us a call, 393-3700, 393-3700. Going to have several open line segments now until 9:35. We'll be joined by Mike Griffith and Ryan Field. We'll be talking some SEC football, talk a little bit about agents coming up, and we're also going to talk a lot about the Tigers and where they are and what they should do the rest of the way. Tom, the story about doping and drug use is not just limited to Michael Beasley and his marijuana or what is happening in Major League Baseball. Now there's some questions about the testing program. Fred Heumann, who always says, nobody cares, it doesn't matter, and I always tell him, well, why don't we just give a couple drivers a 10-lap lead at the Brickyard 500?
Doesn't matter.
He says it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. He just wants to completely ignore the fact that there's ever been drug use in baseball.
Well, and his that's a sport that's based on individual, I mean, a big degree of it is based on individual milestones.
And those milestones become meaningless.
Yeah.
As more and more people are
the integrity of those milestones goes out the down the toilet.
When you can look at Major League Baseball and see that of your 600 home run hitters, Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa, not in the Hall of Fame, and one of them questionable, probably would have gotten in with 609 homers, and the other one would be a lead pipe cinch, one of the 10 greatest players of all time, maybe one of the 5 greatest, and he's not in, it does matter.
Yeah.
It does matter.
Now, A-Rod, is he in the threshold of 600, right?
Yeah, he's got 599. He also has 299 stolen bases, so he could get to 600 and 300 in the same game.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of things could happen. But my point was, you've got it now in the Tour de France and accusations. You know, you hear that Floyd Landis saying, I knew Lance Armstrong used drugs because he gave me some. Well, do you believe Floyd Landis? You know, he is a convicted perjurer. Do you believe anything he says now? Or is he trying to have guilt by association and welcome someone else into his slum tenement? So there are a lot of ways that you can look at this issue, but the drug situation is not going away. And the thing that bothers me more than tarnished records for major leaguers, because you can couch that, you can
mask it,
yeah you can throw those out or whatever you want to do, but I think the influence for young kids has been extremely damaging.
Oh, without question.
They see these guys and they all puff up and they all make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
And cover, and you know what, didn't take any of Barry Bonds' home runs away. He's still there, number one on the list.
Well, and also beyond that, they mimic not only what they potentially could consume, you know, the drugs and whatever, they mimic how they act on and off the field, how they act in the end zone, you know. And that, you know, there are not too many people, not too many of those kids follow the Barry Sanders way of just handing him the football and act like you've been there, you know. Not a lot.
Do you like
that,
a little showmanship?
I like enthusiasm with your teammates. I like after a touchdown, you know, hugging your fellow teammate. But I don't like this pointing to the stands.
You don't
like the solo acts, the stare, you know, or the chest thumping.
You didn't like Desmond in the end zone with the Heisman pose. You don't like those kinds of things.
That was that 31-3 win was so sweet. I didn't care about that, you know. But
Tom replays that game in his mind every day, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't love the 89
it's been
game.
So long.
That's on VHS. Trust me, a couple copies. But I mean, I just, you know, I don't.
You know, they always ask that question. Your house is on fire.
Grab the VHS.
You can grab one thing. What is Tom going to grab? I was going to say the VHS, but if that copy of tape is not in it, it's going to be a real tough choice. Get the tape or the VHS? The tape or the VHS? There goes the house. Okay, there goes the ceiling.
Indoor, I got all this VHS tape. I don't have a VCR to operate them on. It broke, and I don't even know how to get one. I got to go down to Dicker and Deal.
He doesn't even need to watch. He just stares at the
I'm
tape.
I'm going to go down to Dicker and Deal on the way to work here and stop and see if they have a VHS.
Tina gets jealous because you sit there fondling the tapes.
But you know what? If I'm going to grab a tape, I'd probably grab
You get only can save one tape, you know, Tom. Which one is it?
I'll tell you which one I'd get. Probably
walls are collapsing around you. Better hurry up.
That 45-29 debacle down in Ann Arbor. You know, after the 28-25, that one for some reason is near and dear to my heart.
A Michigan State game?
Well, yeah.
More than the 69 Ohio State game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Michigan State is an exalted
position. And I can't even
position.
Watch the Rose Bowl tape because I'm afraid they're going to give Ryan Leaf one more second. He's going to throw something in the end zone, and we're going to lose the national championship.
You know why Spartans like Tom? You know why they say that he's the Wolverine that we can tolerate? It's because you make him relevant. Most Wolverines sing, Michigan State, you're not even in the equation.
I got a lot of respect and disdain for Michigan State both at the same time. It's a combo deal.
All right, we will be back in just a couple of moments. And hour two, we're going to have open line segments, the first couple, 393-3700. And then we're going to talk with Mike Griffith of the Knoxville News Sentinel about agents. We'll get into the whole agent thing. And Jason Whitlock wrote a very controversial piece. Then we'll be back with Ryan Field. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.